It's Thursday, and time to read from your letters. We had a great many letters on our report on efforts to incorporate the LOVAS method of treating children with autism into public schools. Most of them came from parents like Dr. and Mrs. Ari Perry of Rochester, Minnesota, who wrote about their son Ryan. At the time of his diagnosis, we thought he was deaf because he wouldn't respond to us. However, he was able to label objects, count, and so on. We were so confused. The letter continues, "While I don't believe that LOVAS therapy is the only successful treatment, since starting therapy, my son is now able to tell us what he wants, looks at us, runs up to hug my husband and me when we come home, laughs at appropriate moments, and answers when called. He is starting to enjoy playing with other children, and they are taking notice of him, but most wonderfully, his 2-year-old sister and he are best friends."
Our letters on Eric Weiner's report about the events at Deir Yassin reflect the controversy he described. Deir Yassin was a Palestinian village where many people died at the hands of Israeli militants 50 years ago. Our story was about the ways Israelis and Palestinians remember the event and the controversy in Israel over the views of new historians. David Woodworth of Bethesda, Maryland writes, "You interviewed a survivor, a revisionist historian, and a moderate who agrees that there was a massacre. Your reporter did not show that any effort was made to perhaps speak to either Israeli soldiers or more conservative historians. There are a large number of scholars who argue that the Palestinians who were killed as an inevitable byproduct of war, not a massacre, as your correspondent said."
Edward Rusikoff of Pittsburgh also took exception to our report. "Although it pretended to be an objective examination of how Israel views the incident at this time, it was, through its focus on revisionist history and on how Israelis are allegedly in denial on the subject, further perpetuation of the leftist canard that pervades all reporting on the Arab-Israeli conflict, that the Arabs of Palestine lived bucolic lives in their own Garden of Eden, until those Jews came along and forcibly stole all of the land from them."
This from Majid Toma, who writes, "I am a regular listener. As an American of Arab origin, I have learned to live through what I believe are the daily head blows we are subjected to, even by seemingly, by U.S. standards, objective news reports about the Arab world and the Palestinians. Thank you for commemorating a tragic event, one that is not as significant in terms of its numbers, but because it is just one of thousands of tragedies, most of which we as Arabs do a poor job telling in the story of how one people stole the land from another. The human being's disposition to inflict cruelty on other human beings seems to know no end, and the victim, in a frenzy about the horrible cruelty inflicted on them, becomes the victimizer while trying to turn the Holocaust into a proprietary trademark."
We had some mail about a mistake I made on Tuesday, talking about the USS Constitution's tentative sailing to Maine. I said Portsmouth, which should have been Kittery, where the Portsmouth Navy Yard is.
And this letter about the revival of the children's books about the talking animals of Bean Farm. It's from Pete Douglas. "Stronger than the scent of Madeleines, your story on the Freddy the Pig books brought back memories from nearly 40 years ago of exactly where on the library shelf these books, a lot more fun to read than Proust, were kept. I don't think that the Boonville, Missouri Public Library had all 26 of them, but I read the incomplete collection twice at least. Even when I was old enough to be vaguely uneasy about reading stories of talking animals, I enjoyed them for the really excellent storytelling and the eminent good sense of Freddy himself." Bet you get a lot of correspondence on this one.
You can write to us at Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20001.
Send email to atc@npr.org. And don't forget to include the name of your town, a daytime telephone number, and some guidance on pronouncing your name.